From Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, Route 66 Media and Legends 98.9 presents Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And now to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? However you like it, we've got some great music for you in the next hour or so, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm Uncle Buck, and we are in session. Let's get things started with one of those famous Chicago bluesmen from his Grammy Award-winning album, The Blues is Alive and Well. Here's Old Fashioned with Buddy Guy. Guy in the track from his award-winning album, The Blues is Alive and Well. The song was Old Fashioned. Each week on the show, we have a featured artist. This week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to bring on our featured artist, an icon in the blues world. Except this week, our featured artist is going to have somebody sharing the stage with him. A duet, if you please. Our featured artist this week is the one, the only, Joe Bonamassa. Wait till you hear Joe Bonamassa teamed up with Eric Clapton, a Bobby Blue Bland song called Farther On Up the Road. bit of a new wrinkle on our featured artist spotlight this week, Joe Bonamassa doing a duet with a blues icon in his own right, Eric Clapton. The song was Farther On Up the Road. That song was the first hit by legendary blues man Bobby Blue Bland. Joe Bonamassa is going to be back in the second segment of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues today. He'll be teamed up with another artist I think you're gonna like. It's time to put the needle down in the grooves and give you a double shot of the blues. John Lee Hooker's gonna kick off our double shot with Big Legs, Tight Skirt. John Lee Hooker's gonna be followed by someone that idolized John Lee, John Mayhall, doing John Lee's boogie. I guess you could say this double shot of the blues is all about John Lee Hooker. So here's Big Legs, Tight Skirts.
Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. I love me, oh baby, I just can't help myself. When I see you walking, walking down the street. When I see you walking, walking down the street. Your big leg, your tight skirt knocks me off of my feet. Tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Like a motor boat, ho. She walk, she rocks like a motor boat. She reels, she rocks up and down the street. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind.
From the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Found a sound.
might call that a double shot of John Lee Hooker. Big legs, tight skirt, starting off that double shot of the blues and followed by John Lee's Boogie with John Mayall. Each week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we do a then and now segment. Our then and now song this week is Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, a legendary blues song that was first recorded back in 1937 by Sonny Boy Williamson. The song has been recorded by quite a few people in the blues world. For our then portion, we're going to call on another Chicago blues man, Muddy Waters, and his rendition of Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. From back then, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, done by Muddy Waters. In the second half of our show today, we're going to bring on Johnny Lang to do the now version of that song, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, so I hope you'll stick around. We're going to slap a couple on you right now, a double dose of the blues, if you will. Kicking it off is going to be Bonnie Raitt, a great blues song called Love Me Like a Man. Slim Harpo's going to follow Bonnie Raitt. I have to admit to you, I had to practice the name of this song just a little bit. Slim Harpo and Tina Nina Noo. Let me hear you say that.
Got this soul up on a shelf. never seen such losers. Don't think I haven't tried. Find a man to take me home instead of always for a ride. Baby, are you someone I can? Believe it when I tell you, darling, you could love me like a man.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
I want you to be my Tina Nina. I want you to be my Tina Nina. Tell me the truth. Ain't you my Tina Nina Noo? Now will you love me? Will you hug me? Will you squeeze me? Come on, don't tease me. Tell me the truth. Ain't you my Tina Nina Noo? Thank you.
like your show. Philly Dough, Boogaloo, you got the flow. Everybody's watching you. You looking good, baby. Ain't that the truth? Now when you're through, come be my Gina, Nina, Noon.
I'd like to give a special shout out to those listening on our flagship station right here on Route 66 in Shamrock, Texas, Legends 98.9. And a very special welcome and a thank you for those listening on the internet on UncleBuck.com. We're at that point where we look down in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us and, oh my goodness, it's still half full, so be sure and stick around. Coming up in the second half of our show, Joe Bonamoss is going to be back with one of my favorite lady blues singers, Beth Hart. Johnny Lang's going to be back doing the now portion of our Then and Now feature. And Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan are going to be ripping it up and getting just a little bit funky. There's a lot more blues to come right around the corner on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
You can always expect some great guitar work from a guy named Roy Buchanan, as you just heard. Roy Buchanan and a live track called Soul Dressing. Let's get back into something on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues by our featured artist today, Joe Bonamassa. Now, we got kind of a new little twist today. Not only are you going to hear Joe Bonamassa as our featured artist, but we're also pairing Joe Bonamassa up with someone else on these tracks. On the first part of the show, you heard Joe Bonamassa and Clapton doing Farther On Up the Road. Now, in the second installment of our featured artist, here's Joe Bonamassa teamed up with Beth Hart, one of my favorite lady blues singers. Here's I'll Take Care of You.
I know you've been hurt by someone else. I can tell you carry yourself, but if you let me, here's what I'll do, I'll take care of you. I've loved and lost the same as you, so you see I'm just what you've been through. And if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care of you.
Yeah.
featured artist Joe Bonamassa teamed up with lady blues singer Beth Hart, and I'll Take Care of You. We always like hearing from our listeners, whether they're listening on our flagship station right here in the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, Shamrock, Texas, on Legends 98.9. And we always like hearing from those listening on the internet at UncleBUC.com. I want to give a shout out at this time to J.R. McGowan. Been hanging around up at Buddy Guy's place up in Chicago recently. I wish I could have been there. So, J.R. McGowan, we appreciate you listening. It's time to go back to back and belly to belly and give you a double shot of the blues. Kicking off this double shot is going to be Kenny Neal and That Knife Don't Cut. And rounding out this double shot of the blues, a song called Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. There's been a lot of different versions of this song done, but here's a blues version by Charlie Crockett. That's going to be the second song in this double shot. Right now, though, here's Kenny Neal, That Knife Don't Cut.
Healing over, getting more of my love away. You cut cut me bad. But oh, I've been hurt. One thing I know for sure, that old knife don't cut no more. And nothing can stop me now. You can't hurt me no more. Now I got to leave you. That's what the door is for. You cut me pretty bad. Oh, I've been hurt before. Oh, yeah. No, oh, oh. Oh, baby, finally I learned to score. That old knife don't cut no more. Oh, no.
Bucket of the Blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
Everybody's gone away. See, they're gone, it's time to stay. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town's a waste of time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some got to win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Heart keep telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you'll lose your wife. You play too long, you'll lose your life. I walk the streets to ease the pain. Won't do a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but ever everybody's leaving town. Some got to win, some gotta lose. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Charlie Crockett and Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. I mentioned earlier that that song has been recorded many, many times by many artists. Danny O'Keefe wrote the song and recorded it back in 1967. It didn't hit the radio stations till about 1972. But after that, it was recorded by Elvis, Dwight Yoakam, Leon Russell, Waylon Jennings, B.J. Thomas, Jerry Lee Lewis, Willie Nelson, and the list just goes on and on. I hope you enjoyed that version. Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues. Muddy Waters took care of the then portion of our Then and Now feature. This week's song is Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. Now it's time for the now portion of Then and Now. And we're going to call on blues guitar picker and singer Johnny Lang and his rendition of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl.
Thank you.
Johnny Lang rounding out the now portion of our Then and Now feature with his rendition of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. That came from Johnny Lang's album Lie to Me, recorded when Johnny was only 15 years old. I've admitted it before, but sometimes I just have to give a shameless plug on our show. I watched some very well-produced specials on a cable TV channel, AXS TV, and thumbing through their menu the other night, they have a show called The Top 10 Revealed. The other night, they were having the Top 10 Reveal of guitar gods that are no longer with us, and that was a very interesting list. Out of their top 10, 5 of the 10 were what I would call extraordinary blues guitar artists. Now, Chuck Berry was number 10. I wouldn't call Chuck Berry a renowned blues artist, even though he did have a couple of blues songs. Number 8 was Dwayne Allman. Number 7 was John Lee Hooker. Number 5 was B.B. King. Number 2, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And number 1 was Jimi Hendrix. I thought that was pretty good. Out of the top 10 guitar gods, as they've referred to them, that are no longer with us, 5 of the 10 were blues guitarists. And with that said, let's get into a double shot of the blues. I don't know why Albert King didn't make that list, but leading off this double shot of the blues, we've got Albert King teamed up with the number 2 on that list, Stevie Ray Vaughan, a song called Stormy Monday. And they're going to be followed by Pat Boyack and the Prowlers with a song called Shuck and Jive. But right now, here's a little picking and grinning from two of my favorites, Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Do you remember how we used to do Stormy Monday? Tuesday's just as bad. Yeah, they call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. You know, Wednesday's worse. Lord, them thuds are all so sad. The eagle flies on Friday, yeah. And Saturday I go out to play. I know you remember that, don't you? Hey, the eagle flies on Friday. And Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church. Lord, and I kneel down to pray. Lord, have mercy on me. Yeah. I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Work with it, son. Hey, you know I'm trying to find my woman. Won't somebody please send them back to me? Wait a second. On me, I cried, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. You know, I'm trying to find my woman. Won't somebody please send them back to me? Thank you.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
King and Stevie Ray Vaughan doing a great blues tune, one of my favorites, Stormy Monday Blues. And that was followed by Pat Boyack and the Prowlers doing a song called The Shuckin' Jive. Now, Pat Boyack was born in Utah, but got inspired by Texas blues and moved to Dallas. As you might have noticed in that song, The Shuckin' Jive is about a Dallas hotspot. Looking down into that big old bucket of blues we brought with us, hey, it's empty. But there's nothing wrong with that, because we're gonna fill it back up and be back next week, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I want to thank you for joining us today. Also, those following on Instagram and Facebook, we appreciate you too. So until next week, Uncle Buck here, hoping that all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network, for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.